We begin our call this morning with the new head coach at the University of Maine, Nick Charlton. Good morning, Coach Charlton.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. Before we start looking at the game ahead, just give us a little idea how preseason camp has gone, whether your guys have been able to stay healthy, and just sort of the mindset going into this week's game.
Yeah, I think we're pretty healthy right now, you know, knock on wood. I know it's a long year. We got 12 games, so, you know, the guys have been off to a good start here at the training camp, went well. Been going at it a little over a month now, so they're definitely happy to be in game week, and, you know, we got a couple more days to go here. We're practicing at night right now just to get ready for that, but the guys have really responded well, and I think they're ready to go play somebody else, so we're excited about that.
After last year's CAA football title and your run to the semifinals of the playoffs, being able to open at home, have you noticed an increase in excitement around campus and around town?
Yeah, I think people are definitely into it. You know, there's some expectations, and people are very, very excited to have a home game, you know, in a couple days at night. So there's certainly some energy around the program right now, and things are a little bit different, which is a good thing. And, you know, that's a sign you're building something, you know, that hopefully can be successful. So it's been positive.
We're here with Maine head coach Nick Charlton. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasta.
Your first question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Morning, Nick.
Larry, what's going on?
Sacred Heart. Tell me about Sacred Heart. What kind of challenges, how good of a challenge is this going to be to start the season? Obviously, they've got some good players. Just, what are you looking for on Friday night?
They're a good football team. You know, they're strong on defense. They bring a lot of guys back. They got the running back, Meacham, who's a really talented player. He's a good national player, running back. And I think they've done a really nice job in that program. You know, they tied for the conference win last year, the conference championship. And I think it's going to be a really good challenge for our players. It's a really strong first game for us to be playing a high FCS opponent like that. So I think they're a good team. They're well coached, so it'll be a good challenge.
Thank you. Yeah.
Nick, let's take a look at your team coming into the season. We'll start on the offensive side of the ball and seven starters back. Obviously, year three under center for Chris Ferguson, a guy that you've had the chance to work extremely closely with over the last couple of years. Give us a preview of your team offensively and how you've seen maybe Chris grow from freshman year when he was a starter to year three now.
Yeah, so much of it is about the quarterback, and we're fortunate. We think we have a good one, and Chris done a nice job really taking steps every single year to now be in year three as a starter. And, you know, Chris needs to take the next step and be an elite player in this league and at this level. We got some skill players around him that have some experience, so got to stay healthy and feel like we can make some plays out there. And we're definitely feeling improvements up front. We're happy about some of the progress that's been made by some of the guys that did play last year, and then also some newcomers as well. So we feel like we've grown a little bit up there because we're going to be able to run the football up here in Maine, and it's definitely a good prospect going into it. Like I said earlier, we're going to stay healthy, but it helps that we get a quarterback that we feel pretty confident in.
You touched on what a big part the running game is. That's a spot where you're going to need a new starter at that position. Who are some of the guys that you see handling the load in the running game?
It's the transfer from Buffalo, Emmanuel Reed, and then Joe Fitzpatrick. You know, he's played a lot of football here. We get some other guys behind him as well. Curtis Murray's a freshman. Eli Brooks, another guy, has been in our program. And then Jordan Rowell, he's banged up right now, but we expect him back pretty soon. So there's some new faces in there, except for Joey Fitz. But Emmanuel is a guy who transferred in. Really haven't felt like he's a new player, you know, in this system and at this university. He's fit in really well with our guys. So it's been pretty seamless, and we feel like we got a pretty talented room. So, you know, we got to be able to run the football and do those things. It starts up front, but we think we got a couple of players that can do it.
You mentioned also the skill guys on the outside. You've got quite a few guys back at the wide receiver position, you know, led by Ernest Edwards, who's not only a threat as a receiver, but as a returner. How good do you feel about those guys on the outside and some of the experience you have there?
It's good to have experience, and you know, they're a good group of playmakers. There's some talent there, and they've played some football in this league, so that definitely matters and goes a long way. So, you know, they got to keep going and understand their role in the offense and making plays and doing the little things, but feel like they've had a nice camp and really continued some of the progress they made last year. Earn's getting over a little hamstring, but he's feeling better now. We expect him to be able to go here on Friday. So feel good about the group of playmakers we got around Chris.
Got another question in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
You have a follow-up question from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Yeah, Nick, just want to get a follow-up on the injury situation. Is there anybody that Raul's out, but how's the injury situation going in? How much will Ernest play? Anybody you're going to be sort of keeping an eye on?
Well, I mean, Earn and Joe, they didn't go to the last scrimmage there, so we'll be keeping our eyes on them. But we plan on them going. They've been preparing all week and are planning on taking a full load. Jordan, you know, he's probably going to be out for a little bit, but he's been coming along nicely. He's off crutches, so we feel pretty positive about him. But, you know, we plan on having pretty much everybody. So we'll see as the game develops, obviously. But injuries right now, you know, it's a factor, but I don't think it's going to slow anybody down as of right now.
Thank you.
Nick, obviously defensively, the Black Hole defense has got a long tradition at Maine, and last year's group was as good, really, as anybody in the country in regards to, number one, stopping the run and the pressure you guys were able to put on the quarterback. Eight starters back from that group. Talk a little bit about your defense and some of the guys who have looked good over the last few weeks of camp.
It's the normal characters, you know, it's Cam Whitaker and Deshaun Stevens and Manny Patterson and those guys. Some of the guys that I've been really high on are the Charles Mitchells of the world and Taji Lowe and some of those next players who are really strong players in the conference, but, you know, they're not on all those lists and everything. But I think it's still a very humble group. It's a very hungry group. You know, they're guys that love playing football and they love the mentality, you know, of what the Black Hole is. And I think they come into this thing pretty hungry and ready to go again. It's been a long camp, you know, going against the offense for them, and there's been some good challenges there. But I think those guys are ready to go. They've played a lot of football, so it's a good opportunity to go against somebody else now. And I think there's a lot of experience there, but the challenge is to you know, take on the identity of this year's team and this year's Black Hole and what we're going to do. So I think there's definitely talent there, but it's about coming together and being able to do it as a unit as well.
Yeah, I know we talked about a little bit about it at Media Day, but do you try to leave last year in the past, or do you try to let these guys set their own standards as opposed to saying, hey, can we top the numbers from a year ago?
Yeah, I think it's about 2019. For those guys, any time we go from one year to another, it's about what can we take from it schematically, what can we take from it in terms of your personal experience. We had the same message in 2017 when we were going into our first game against New Hampshire, and then now going against Sacred Heart. It's about the identity of this individual team. You take those experiences, and of course, last year was more positive than it had been in previous years, but at the end of the day, it's its own team and its own entity. So for those guys, it's a new challenge. I think everybody knows the expectation and knows what happened last year, and that's okay. But at the end of the day, it's really about what we're going to do now, and I think they're up for the challenge. Luckily, our kids, you know, they love playing football, and they're excited to play here in a couple of days.
What do you sense is the biggest thing that you're able to take away from last year's, not only the title run, but the run in the playoffs that has carried over maybe to this year?
Well, I think there's a lot of positivity around the program and expectations, which is something we talk about. You know, it's not something that we don't really speak on, and I think it's important because to build a consistent winner, you know, that takes time, and it also takes consistency every single year. You know, this program hasn't had a winning season in back-to-back in 16 years and never in the CAA, and we look at what we're trying to do here and where the expectations are. Well, there's going to be a greater challenge this year to go do it, and it's different than it was a year ago in terms of the expectation, and that's a good thing. We want that because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you look at a program like a New Hampshire or somebody like that every year in that conversation and competing and expected to make the playoffs. Well, there's expectations there, but that's a good thing because that means people expect you to be a winner, and that's what we're trying to build here in our own way, and it's going to take a little bit of time, but this year will be a bigger challenge than last year, and I think our guys know that.
Before I let you go, just personally for you, first, obviously been around the program, but first game as the head coach. What are some of your emotions and feelings heading into Friday night?
Well, I'm excited. You know, I'm fortunate we have some veteran players that have played in some games, but it'll be about being organized and making sure some of those week one issues that you can have are taken care of in terms of the discipline and general organization. So, you know, we've been very cognizant of that. I've tried to bring that up, and our staff is well aware of some of the issues you can have early in the season. And I just want to make sure that we get off to a good start and put our kids in a chance to go make some plays. So I'm definitely excited, but at the end of the day, we got to go out and make some plays, and our guys need to go compete. So I'm excited to go do that against somebody else now.
All right, Nick, thanks so much for taking time with us today, and look forward to talking again on Monday.
All right, thanks a lot, Rob.